Companies must immediately address the concerns raised by employees on harassment at the workplace and the lack of maternity benefits, said Dilina Khongdup, member National Commission for Women on Wednesday, addressing ASSOCHAM 5th Diversity and Inclusion Excellence Awards and Conclave 2024. Khongdup stressed the need for diversity and inclusion in the workplace. This should be a constant practice in organizations for the entitlement of women and all genders. This is a human and social responsibility to achieve gender diversity for all walks of society. India has a vast diversity and there should be a feeling of inclusivity in all the places possible, she said. While there has been an amendment to the Companies Act to increase the representation of women on the board of directors, the reality, however, is that there is less than 5% of women at the CEO level in the Indian workforce. Corporate India should recognize this inclusivity and bridge the gender balance relationship in working spaces. Harassment in the workplace and non-payment of maternity benefits should be addressed immediately for betterment. We should apply a holistic approach to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat at 2047, Khongdup said. Khongdup's comments come even as Anna Sebastian, a young CA at audit firm Ernst & Young, succumbed to death in Pune due to severe work pressure. Anna, 26, passed away on July 21 after being burdened with a back-breaking workload and work stress, claimed her mother Anita Augustine in a heart-wrenching letter to Chairman Rajiv Memani. Anna worked for 4 months at the accounting firm. Ravi Bhatnagar, CEO Chairperson, ASSOCHAM National CSR, highlighted the importance of recognizing employee well-being at workplaces so that gender diversity can take center stage.